Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to the devotional, and today we are going to go through Genesis 11 on the devotional, as we see that now soon after the flood, we see the world was populated by Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Japheth is the oldest, but it is through Shem's line that God's promise passes from Adam to Abraham. How did the word Hebrews come? Probably through Shem's son, Abel. He is regarded as the founder of the Hebrew race. You see, in Luke 3:35, he is called Heber. Now, also Genesis 14:13, and there came one that had escaped, and he told Abraham the Hebrew. Eber means passing through, wandering. What we are going to concentrate today is the Tower of Babel. Here it tells us the founding of Babylon, meaning gate of heaven. Throughout the Bible, Babylon is the capital of all that is anti-God. This is man's proud way of gate to heaven. Until now, there was only one language. But one language among evil people would be very dangerous. Here we see evil men gathered together to build a city for themselves. They constructed a tower rising to the sky. These evil men knew what happened during the flood. They heard the story of God's wrath to those who lived in sin and disobedience, and they knew about the flood. Now they are building a tower that rises up to heavens. Maybe they thought they can escape another flood. They knew that they lived in disobedience to God. The Tower of Babel was man's hope. It had deep foundations, not in heaven, but on earth. This is where all men will flow to see the greatness of man. What a dream, what a vision, but how easily the Lord brought the vision to nothing. All that man builds will come to an end. They may seek to reach heaven with their own works. This is man's religion, reaching heaven with their own works. Man is looking for glory and boast of his own works. Today we are living in a generation working hard to get God out of the schools, God out of the public places, God out of their homes. There is a satanic spirit working to get rid of God. We are living in a godless society. Humanism is even creeping into the church, where the gospel is centered on man's merit, man's work. As many would say, Christ did his part for salvation. Now you need to do your part for salvation. For them, salvation is partly of God and partly of man, not wholly of God. Man is looking for half of the glory to show man deserve his part of his salvation. This is the kind of generation we are living today, as we don't want to give all the glory to God. As Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. Currently, the world is in a financial crisis. Men are trusting in their financial institutions. They were trusting everything on their financial institution. These financial institutions were highly powerful and stood solid like the Tower of Babel. But how fast, quickly they stumbled. Yes, my friend, without Christ, your present prosperity may soon turn into distress and failure. The world at its best is only a sandy foundation. Infinite wisdom baffled the finite ambition as God came down from heaven and confounded their language. They were scattered into different nations. When God came down, it was condemnation for man's sin. But look at our beloved Lord Jesus. He descended from heaven to earth. When he came, he did not come to destroy the world. But he said in Luke 9:56, "For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. God scattered them into different nations with their own languages. Now we are commanded to go and make disciples in uttermost parts of the world. Go to different ethnic groups, learn their language, and bring them to Christ. And this is what the missionaries do. Oh, my friend, how we see in the book of Isaiah, how the Lord's word said, "For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory." Amen. We praise God for all what happened in Genesis 11. They were all scattered into different lands. From then, we see ethnic groups going to different parts of the world who speaks different languages. But Jesus came. And Jesus, when Jesus came, as Jesus said, as he is lifted up, he will draw all men to him. As a church, now it is our duty to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel to every creature, that we will go to the highways and byways and preach the gospel, that the souls will come from darkness to the light of Christ. So every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and King of kings.